Welcome to Stock Markets with KR, a podcast where I share my journey of the financial markets and my analysis and insights. So I'm glad to see you here and let's get started. This is episode 264 and I hope that you're listening to this one at a speed you're comfortable at. It's been quite some time since I've done a quick recap about the playback speeds, so I thought I'd do a refresher today. If you're listening to this one on mobile, 2x is the way to go. In my opinion, there's an option for playback speed regardless of what platform you're using, and just click on 1.5 or 2x and you'll be golden. If you're listening to this one on a laptop, I'm afraid unless you're using Radio Public or I believe some other platform, Breaker, I think, you've got the option of changing it to 2x. If not, then you're pretty much out of luck, but I just thought I'd mention that. Anyway though, I thought I'd start with a few news items today. Hexaware delisting at 500 rupees. The CMP is 413, which means that there's about a 25%, more of a 23 or so percent ROI if you buy now and if you get to exit at 500, which is a very sweet deal. Not something that I personally do, not something I'm planning on doing, but it's definitely something that you could look at if you'd like. The second piece of news is that Domino's sales are back to around pre-COVID levels, not exactly pre-COVID levels. I think they're still around 15-20% down, but that's still a very sharp recovery. And I think the most important thing that that says about Domino's and the business and the company is how desperate people are to eat pizza. The pandemic has only gotten worse and yet we're seeing sales increasing, which is honestly kind of sad. And I can say it's sad because I'm not an investor in Jubilant Foods. But if I was, perhaps the answer might have been different. The capitalist in me might have been different. But anyway, coming to the FIDI activity, 991 crores for the FIs, minus 658 crores for the DIs, which means that the FIs were yet again buyers. Good things. I think today's volumes are also quite strong compared to yesterday. They were slightly lower, but overall very strong, which is good. And yeah, let's move to Reliance, which was one of the most active stocks of the day. So looking at the activity, I thought that, hey, delivery percentage is a must check, because when the activity is high and when the delivery percentage is high, it typically shows that it's a good involvement, positive buying was happening, or positive selling depending on what side you're on. So I was checking the delivery percentages of Reliance and it's quite low. In fact, the delivery percentages of Reliance have been quite low since the past 20 or so trading sessions, which is honestly quite mind-blowing. Today it was 27.15, but the lowest I think was 11% some days ago. So I think, long story short, this means that there's a very intense speculation going on today. And an easier way to check this honestly would have been to just see whether Reliance is respecting trend lines. And it was, because, you know, in general, if it's respecting these things, then there are a lot of pro traders who are trading and a lot of pro traders who are speculating, which must have been the case. So you were seeing trend lines, you know, being respected, pullbacks being respected, and spikes and consolidations and all sorts of things, which is great. From a daily chart point of view, we see 2100 levels being accepted by Reliance, and while volumes aren't as high as they were yesterday, it's still quite reassuring in my opinion, because these 2100 levels were held. Coming to my trades, they were quite good. I'm very satisfied with the process that I followed. PNL is fine, it's above target, but then the process is more important today, I feel, because what I did was nice. I'm happy with it. And I entered purely based on how the price was moving. Even though it was below the VWAP on my entry, I think I was confident in the entry, so I went ahead with it. And, you know, in general, how the prices were moving was interesting to see. And then based on those same price movements and such, I thought it's best to re-enter. So I re-entered a couple of times and overall, it was a good trading experience. I think there were ways where I could have sort of exited earlier, because I could have just taken the profits and enjoyed them. But the reason for not taking the profits was also very solid. I was expecting a larger move, which didn't happen, and my stops, my trailing stops were tight. So I think all things considered, today was a good day for me in terms of the process. And again, it hit my profit target, so it's fine. Coming to my other trades, now I'm out of Nestle because it's underperforming, and I've added to DMart, and DMart is a stock that I unfortunately missed out on exiting at 2400 levels, but it's an expensive lesson learned. And if you recall, sometime last week or so, I'd purchased a few shares of Coal India, Coal Pal and such. Those positions are doing okay. Raymond was outperforming, but Monday was very hard on Raymond, so right now it's slightly sick, it's down with fever or something. But let's see how it moves. Anyway, let's move to Reliance. I was a bit unsure of my view on Nifty midday because I was very busy with Reliance. But my view on Reliance midday was that it will break out and potentially try 2140 to 2150. It did not quite reach there, but the day's high was just under 2140 if I remember correctly. And that's also similar to how Nifty performed. Today, FTSE really helped Nifty bounce up and, you know, really break the hesitation that Nifty was facing. But interestingly, while Reliance also went up after around 1:30 p.m. or so, really went up after 1:30 p.m. or so, Kotak and a few other stocks really managed to move Nifty and Bank Nifty in terms of spikes and dips intraday more than Reliance alone. Typically, we see Reliance dictating Nifty's price moves a lot, but this time that was not entirely the case. And the bullish bias on Nifty was definitely present. It was you know, present all day long, effectively, even during while we were seeing retracements and such. But it only really shined. Nifty only really shined after Asia closed. And Asia, by the way, right now on a closing basis is not very positive, it's flat. European markets are very positive. But coming back to Nifty, I think tomorrow is going to be a very interesting day, because if we look at the intraday charts, we can see that it's almost a nice clean uptrend that it's respecting now. But there's of course a chance that it breaks that. So On the lower side, we're looking at 11,550 being the first support, and this is again all of these price levels are on the future, not on the spot. The reason is because, you know, I thought I'd just include the future because I get the volume data on the future, not on the spot. So 11,550 on the spot, 530, 460, and 440 should be good supports. On the upside, I think 564. Where it's closing is a good resistance. 591 is another resistance. 11600, of course, is always going to be a resistance because of the psychological level. 11620 and finally 11670. There are a lot of resistances coming ahead, a lot more than Bank Nifty, but we'll get to that in a bit. But I think the daily chart shows very clear rejection of lower levels, and I think the close, which was very near to the high, is a very positive sign. It's a reassuring sign, and it's happened after quite some time. So overall, I think Nifty looks good right now. Let's see how Bank Nifty looks. One little thing I forgot to include today is that in the past we've seen that when Wednesdays are very, very choppy, the first expiry of the month typically ends up being slightly flat. This is something that we'd spoken about on August's first expiry. Of course, that did not end up being the case in August, but it just might end up being the case tomorrow. So make sure that you're extra cautious if you're long options, because a flat day on long options on expiry is possibly the worst combination that can ever happen. But anyway, just thought I'd talk about that. Bank Nifty is quite similarly placed compared to Nifty. It bounced up from an important support today, and I think 24200 should be one of the first resistances that we experience. 24300 after, 24440 after, and I think after that it's pretty much going to be a clear road ahead. 23700 is possibly going to be one of the first supports that we could see. 23520 after, and then 23400. These are again future levels, Bank Nifty future levels, not the spot. And coming to the charts, of course we were always on the charts, but coming to the daily chart, it shows incredible support at lower levels too, just like Nifty. And at one point Nifty was around 80 to 90 points away from its previous close, and Bank Nifty was around 250 points away from its previous close. Had it not been for the phenomenal spikes that we saw after 2 p.m. or so, I think after 1:30, 2 p.m. or so, it would not have been possible to see this much of a distance to be covered, and it's very, very cool to see. Of course, we were seeing so many gaps even on the 5 minute candle. It's crazy. I think today was a great day to experience what a real rally can look like almost intraday after 1:30 to 2 p.m. I think. And yeah, it was a pretty decent day overall, I think. Coming to, you know, what might happen tomorrow, I think a lot of people have that sentiment that tomorrow might be positive. I'm not quite sure. I think European markets being very positive is a good sign. But again, I'm not quite sure. I think as of now, the trend does appear to be positive. So I do have sort of a long bias, a bullish bias, but that has proven to be quite a pain in the past. So I'd rather not have that bias altogether. Anyway, though, don't forget that tomorrow's an expiry day, which means unless you're very smart with your options, with your long options, the market might leave you high and dry, even if your view is correct. If you're short options, make sure that you're very careful if tomorrow is trending. And yeah, then you should be golden. Another point that I forgot to mention is that today, in true Wednesday fashion, was extremely volatile and choppy. So I think that sort of brings us back to what the situation was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, where Wednesdays were choppy, Thursdays were also choppy, and Fridays were just flat or very, very weird. So let's see what happens tomorrow. I hope you have a great trading session tomorrow. That's it for this one. Happy trading.